Exhibitions have been taking place all over Prague to commemorate the Warsaw Pact invasion, but perhaps the biggest of all the displays was unveiled on Thursday, called And the Tanks Arrived, that sees Prague's National Museum, to this day a symbol of the occupation, returned to the way it looked in 1968. For 1 month only, a 1960s-style kiosk, vintage cars, and of course a Soviet tank stand outside the museum, Rosie Johnston reports.
The front of the National Museum has been totally transformed for this exhibition. I'm standing on one side of me, there's a tank which is currently covered with people dressed up in the uniforms of the Warsaw Pact troops that they wore 40 years ago. And then to my left right now, there's a wall which is covered in very angry slogans. And if I translate a few of them, then there's one that says, run away home, Ivan, Natasha's waiting for you. And there's one that says Soviet exports, tanks, lead and death. So these are recreations of the original sort of scrawlings of graffiti, and they'll be here until the end of September so that people who walk past the museum can really understand how it looked and how it felt at that time.
To mark the opening of the exhibition and the tanks arrived, a noisy corps of military vehicles speed across the top of Wenceslas Square. When the dinner's died down a bit, I ask the head of the National Museum, Michal Lukesz, why he decided to put on such a show.
It's very simple, because this is maybe a very important and interesting moment on the Czech and Slovak history. And so the National Museum prepared this exhibition. The exhibition have two parts, inside and outside. And outside we maybe make some show with tanks and posters, cars, buses and so on, because we want to connect to people atmosphere of this era. And inside is exhibition made from historians, and here is a lot of interesting photos, texts and other things, such items from collections of Alexander Dubček, Jan Palach, etc.
Okay, and is it fair to say that the National Museum itself plays a very important role, or played a very important historic role on August the 21st, 1968?
Yeah, it's true, because the National Museum is maybe one from main symbols of this occupation, of this invasion, because in August 25 was shooting by Soviet Army, and to today we could see this maybe steps of this shooting, and a lot of people. If are thinking about and or remembering about occupation, remember to the National Museum.
Inside, the exhibition is a good mix of multimedia and artefacts from the time. Footage of the Prague Spring and the subsequent invasion is played above display cases housing Czech Communist Party leader Alexander Dubček's sunglasses and historical items damaged during the occupation. The exhibition runs until September the 30th.
Rosie Johnston with that story, and we now continue